but it happened.
We played hard. Jars was really, really good. But, that's a good team that, had a bounce back game from their last one, and we knew they were going to come out hard. It's just how it ended. You're going to feel either way. So we're going to take this and learn what we can from it and move forward.
You guys hadn't taken many penalties most of the season. You take two in the third. Was that maybe the undoing, I guess, with this game?
They have a good power play. Yeah. The best way to kill penalties against them is to not take any. Obviously, they're plays that have to happen. I think against them to make that, there's a pretty good chance that they're going to have a clear-cut opportunity, a great scoring chance. It's just hockey. That's what it is. It's a good team, good group that can rebound from it.
How many times have you seen a penalty call to go on the stick to a teammate?
I've never seen that.
Did you know it was a rule?
Yeah. I knew that, but that's an instinctive play. I really can't hold anything against them whatsoever on that. It's a tough scenario here put in with a guy breaking his stick and being net front with three players down there. So, I understand why he did it. As I said, it's just hockey.
Some of the things are getting a little chippy early on.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's also hockey.
Yeah.
That's another part of it. It can get that way, and that's totally fine.
Seems like you maybe were looking to stir it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not a trained lip reader, but I thought you were saying to him, punch me or something like that, something along those lines.
I tend to stand by the rule of what happens on the ice stays on the ice.
Sure.